Quiddlin.
Quiddlin.
Yes.
Hello. We talked before, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Oh,
hello.
You like to sing.
I love to sing and dance. I love to twirl. I love to jump, swim.
Yeah.
I'm very active.
Wow, you sound like it. Sound like it.
If I was on your planet, I'd be a politician.
Do they twirl a lot?
Yes. Yes, and also they're very active.
Yeah, they're very active. I know they like to talk a lot.
Yeah, they're very active. I love to sing. I love to talk. If I was on your planet, I'd be a politician.
What would you run for?
Oh, I'd run for state equalities.
State equalities? Do they have an office for that?
I assume so.
I think you'd probably make a better senator.
Oh. What's the difference? What's a senator?
Well, a senator, we have like one country with 50 states in it, and each state has a couple senators that meet in a big room in Washington, D.C., and they decide things for everybody else.
That doesn't seem fair. Okay, you have a White House, which is the executive office.
Yes.
You have the Capitol, which is Congress and the House.
Yeah, that's legislative.
Legislative, yes. But you have the Supreme Court.
Yes, that's judicial.
Judicial. I would love to run around the Supreme Court screaming.
Do it.
I would love to do that.
You'd be on the news.
They wouldn't be able to catch me because I could run pretty fast. Love to run through your judicial system and their buildings and start screaming.
You'd freak out the locals.
Why?
Because they're not used to seeing that.
Oh.
And it's people can't do that. So you know what would happen if they actually saw someone who was from another world that they knew was from another world? They'd freak out. They go like,
even if I'm playing Jimmy Buffett while I run?
It depends on what you look like. Like if you had claws and things.
No, I would do it as a human.
Well, then they wouldn't even know you were not from here.
Well, I would jump and I would see. They would know because I would jump and I'd run real fast and I'll play Jimmy Buffett in the background.
You know what? What people would do is they take a look at you and say, "This can't be happening. This can't be real. I must be going crazy."
Oh, poor Earth! Poor Earth!
That's how a lot of people are.
Poor Earth.
You know, and if they were to tell anybody about it, I guess what they'd be accused of?
Witch hunting.
Imagining things.
Oh.
Anything
else? Even if I run in front of the judicials?
Well, it all depends. Like, people do run around Capitol Hill. You have to do something really unusual to attract attention. Like, if you could run and jump 12 feet high.
I could do that easy.
That would attract attention.
I could do that easy. I could do that eating a sandwich.
And if you could,
eating a sandwich.
If you could walk through things.
I can walk through things.
Yeah, that would attract attention.
I can walk through things.
If you could do it all while dancing.
What kind of dancing? I could do
twirling.
Oh, I could do twirling.
Twirling, hopping.
Hopping. I could lift my leg up. Would you do it with me? If I get permission?
Probably not, because see, I would get arrested, and they put me in a cage somewhere.
Why would you get arrested? All you have to do is clap.
Well, if I could just clap, that'd be fine.
Yeah.
If I had to like run around and jump and
twirl. I would introduce you. I'll say this is my Earth friend Zoink. And then I'd run around, and all you do is clap for me as I do things.
I could do that.
You wouldn't get arrested, would you?
Not for doing that. For acting like, you know, for acting really unusual, they get really nervous about that. Especially around all those bigwigs. It's full of bigwigs up there. And they're very nervous. And anything out of the ordinary, they want to put you in a cage and examine you to make sure you're not dangerous. But you wouldn't have to worry because you could just walk right through the cage.
I could just walk right through the cage.
And then they would, where is he? He was here a minute ago.
I could stick my tongue out at him and say, You're not nice. You're not nice.
And then, you know what would happen? They could, like, surround you with their guns and point their guns at you and say, halt or I'll shoot. And you'll say, go ahead and shoot. I don't care. And the bullets would go right through you.
That's right.
And then they'd look at each other, and they'd all think they were crazy, and they'd run for the hills. It's an invasion. It's an invasion.
It's very sad. And there's other planets that accept outside beings, that accept welcomers.
Well, there's Tomei.
Tomei,
I'm sorry. Yeah, Tomei.
Tomei. But even on Tomei, they have rules. I can't just run around. I have to ask permission.
Oh, I thought they were like used to seeing all kinds of...
they call it civilized. Civilized.
Oh, you're saying you're not civilized?
No, I'm not civilized.
We're too civilized. What could you get away with there that you couldn't get away with here?
Well, we could go to the center square and sing and dance.
Okay.
As long as we're not hurting anybody or potential threats, they call it. We could sing and dance. We could run. But to go through major buildings, you have to ask permission. Because it's a sign of respect, they say.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. But you could, like, do it in a park just for play.
Oh, absolutely. I could turn myself into a ball and roll around. It'll be fun.
How about, let's see, Pleiades, there's a lot of them contacting Earth. What's their world like? Would you be able to run around there?
No, they're stuffed shirts.
Stuffed shirts?
They're stuffed shirts. They have one beautiful living golden tree. Other than that, it's full of elders, and they all look at each other, and I don't like it.
And they're all in these huge collectives.
Correct.
Would that be fun for you to go up there and talk to them? Because you wouldn't just be talking to one, you'd be talking to like 1,500 of them.
Oh, no.
I was talking to one of them the other day, and it's like, you can't just talk to one of them.
No, they're very boring. They're very boring. They're very eclectic. You know what that is, eclectic?
I think I know what eclectic. It means. I know they... When they contact us, they seem to have like one thing that they want to talk about and one thing only.
Yeah, they're very, very eclectic.
You can't like chat with them.
No.
You can't ask them how their day was or things like that. They want to get down to business. And
they want to get down to business, and then they sit. They sit around in huge circles, and then they discuss. They discuss.
What kind of things do they discuss?
Oh, how to make things better. But they're always discussing. It's like one discussion group after, like, we have parties, they have discussion forums.
Would you say they're like very intellectual?
Oh, very intellectual. Very intellectual.
Do they have, like, how about emotionally? Do they have
emotionally, they're squares.
Squares.
Yeah, they're squares.
They don't know how to have a lot of fun. They're very... All I know about is there's a being by the name of Seth. He doesn't sound... He's very intellectual. He doesn't sound like he's a lot of fun. Bashar, he's one that's talking through somebody here on Earth. He knows a lot of stuff, but he doesn't sound like he's very fun.
Right. Would you go out to dinner with him and say, hey, let's get up and dance? No.
Yeah, but you can't just have dinner with him, though. You got to have dinner with 15 of his closest friends.
That's fine.
Not 1,500 of his closest friends. I'm sorry.
That's fine. But it'll be the most boringest 1,500 that you'd ever be. They'd sit and say, oh, how can we make this better? Oh, how can we make this better? And you'd say, hurry up and bring the check, please. That's the most fun of the entire night.
Are they just concerned about Earth, or are there other worlds?
Other worlds.
Concerned
they're
about?
Very good. Don't get me wrong. They're very good. They're very protective. They're very good. Did you ever see Knowing?
Yeah.
That's them.
Yeah, well, you mentioned the big tree.
Yeah.
There's a big tree at the end of that movie. I was going to ask about that. You know, where they take the kids away to?
See, that's what I'm saying. They took the kids, but they left the adults.
Yeah. Maybe they think we're a lost cause.
No. They should have taken the father.
I think so, too. And the mother. If they could have taken the mother, too.
And the mother.
And they say that's really happening? That they're taking kids?
You do take some kids, yes. Yes. You look at the youth as the progressive ones.
So,
because you can mold them into, they call them follow leaders.
We're not a, they're not as corrupted as the rest of us.
Correct.
What age do they like? Because
8 and younger, sometimes 12 and younger.
Because kids mature much earlier these days with all the media and entertainment systems.
That's why it's usually 8 and under.
To catch them before the society starts molding
them. Sometimes 12 and under. Oh, service is coming.
Oh, okay.
We have a treat for you.
You have a treat. Does service want to surprise me?
Yes.
Okay.